This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know how it's mostly upon the man to be the financial provider for the family. What about in the case of where the woman actually makes more than the man? What would you say about that type of situation?
Al Maghrib presents Q&A with Sheikh Waleed Bassiouni.
Very good. First of all, it's not mostly, it's solely. A man is responsible financially for his wife. If she wants to contribute, that's nice of her. As for women making more money than men or the man, I mean, that's fine. Again, it's going to come to the man. Is that something, if that person have a kind of loss of esteem, feel offended by that, you know, that's something he need to consider. But it doesn't, should not be. If she make more money, I'm happy for you. And that means, inshallah, both will be having a better life. You know, even man is responsible for the necessities of life and the basics of expenses in life. Other than that, both should share. And wife contribute. When I said solely, I don't mean that she doesn't contribute at all. They might choose to have a bigger house, a better car, a better health insurance, you know, a better... more vacations and stuff like that. So, no doubt, as long as this woman doesn't come across as an arrogant person or she's going to use this as a tool, the character trait will determine if that marriage I will be engaged in or not. For a sister who makes a lot of money, be careful, because the last thing you want for your husband to stay home and he find that you're just making the money and I'm going to stay home. I'm going to play a game all day long, you know, or, you know, I'm just, you go work and I'm just going to be relying on you. And I found people like that. And it ended up usually with divorce. So just all these to be taken into consideration. Good question.
So just as a follow-up to that question, if the woman is making money, is it allowed to be an expectation from the man to... like expect her to also contribute, or is it just like purely out of her own will? Like if she wants to just keep it for herself and spend on whatever she wants, is that like it shouldn't, like my question is it allowed to be an expectation, or is it just out of the goodness of her own heart?
Very good question. If there is anything mentioned in the contract that if you get married, if you work, you do 1, 2, 3, you contribute that, yes, she has to fulfill that. But if there is nothing in the contract, she's not obligated. Some of the fuqaha said she should, but I don't go with that opinion. I think that only if there is something mentioned in the contract.